You know, this is a very special time because the speaker that we have this evening is just a big bowl of love. And we're just glad we found him. We're just glad we found him. Actually, he was out in the desert under this huge rock. It was a big rock. But all of us together, we were able to lift that rock off of him. And because of that, he has given us his self for a few minutes while he shares his thoughts. And I guarantee if you girls don't know him, get ready, you're going to fall in love with this great big bowl of love, our George Thorne!
I was thinking while Lisa was singing, and I thought this for a long time. If you don't ever believe in a God, where does music come from? You know, because it's truly amazing. It was very easy for me to figure out what I wanted to talk to you, share with you with tonight. Though what I usually talk about comes pretty quickly. When you have a lot of Irish in you, like I do, the gift of Blarney, and Blarney is a nice name for it, is in your genes. Tonight, though, I don't have a choice. I knew from the time the date was set to speak exactly what I had to talk about. Several people here at church over the last few weeks, and in other places too, have told me that I look happier than I've ever been. And all of my friends here know that that has not always been the case by a long shot. Actually, it's been pretty much the opposite. Reese even gave me a reading last week and said, George, the angels are celebrating. After all of these years, you have figured it out. You've got it. You're happy. I'm seeing Mary Poppins riding away with the umbrella, and it's you. You are Mary Poppins. Way to go. I said, that's a lot of weight for that umbrella, but I'll take it. Because it is true. It's very true. Believe it or not, I really do think I'm beginning to figure this happiness thing out. And this is what I want to share with you tonight. I'm going to tell you the secret of happiness. Only, though, is if anyone here really wants to know. Does anyone want to know what the secret to happiness is?
Oh, yes.
Okay. But I'm going to tell you something. If I share it with you, you have to promise not to tell anyone else. It's our little secret. Promise? Okay. Here goes. The secret to happiness is Pinocchio. That's right. The secret to happiness for everyone here is in Pinocchio. The children's story about a puppet carved by a woodpecker, carver, and that is the secret of happiness. Carved by a wood carver named Geppetto in a small Italian village. Pinocchio was made out of wood but dreamt of becoming a real boy. Now, today, the story of Pinocchio is used to describe someone who is telling a lie or making up stories. This beautiful movie written in the 1940s became a Walt Disney, or the story written in the late 1800s became a Walt Disney movie, and this is where you'll find the secret to happiness. It is in a song sung by Jiminy Cricket that won the Academy Award in 1940. It goes like this, and no, I promise I won't sing it. When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in a dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do. Fate is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing. Like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true. Beautiful lyrics, aren't they? But it's going to be a little hard to keep it secret, I admit, since it is in a famous movie and it's also in your songbooks. But we're going to talk about it anyway. And I believe you will discover the secret, too, when you look closer at these words and what they really mean. And as I share this with you, I will promise you one thing, if you all know the story of Pinocchio. If at any time I'm not telling you the truth, if any time you think I'm telling you a lie, you'll know it. How? Because you're going to see my nose grow, right? But if it doesn't grow, you will know that I am telling the truth. Watch for it, and I know many of you will. Again, though, I repeat, if it doesn't, you have to believe me, right? So this is what I think Jiminy Cricket, one of the world's all-time coolest guys, crickets, who I believe was actually Pinocchio's angel, is really saying when he sings his song. When you wish upon a star, behold, you are witnessing the awesomeness of nature, the awesomeness of God. You are casting your eyes on the magnificence of spirit and the heavens. There's nothing holding you back now. You are free. You are forgetting your worries, anxieties, what gets you down, all of that silly stuff that you have no control over anyway. You are focusing on the stars in the sky, and when you do, tell me if you don't feel closer, knowing that you are connecting with God. Makes no difference who you are. Can you take that into your heart? In God's eyes, we are all God's children. We are all the same. We are all one. The words are powerful and true. We are all perfect in His eyes. Always, always know that. You are not less than anyone else. Anything your heart desires will come true. And what is your heart? Your heart is love, and love is God. So anything the God in you desires, if you really believe in and want it, is yours. Not the greed in you, not the lust in you, all of which comes from our ego. But anything your heart desires that is true, honest, and good, because that's what God is, will come true. You know, one of the big things I'm seeing as I work with more and more people is that a lot of us don't know what it is that we really want. For a lot of reasons. We don't think we are good enough. We are afraid. We don't want to commit to anything. The big thing I am learning is that our only obstacle to having what we want is us. We are the only ones stopping us, not anyone or anything else. And guess what? If you don't believe in anything and you don't have faith, especially in yourself, the universe will give you that too. Here's the deal. You get whatever it is you ask for, good or bad, right? And if your heart is in your dream, okay, now we're getting down to the important stuff. Again, your heart is love. God is in your dreams. God is part of you. And if you want to narrow it down as to why I'm happier now than ever, it is that I know for a fact that my dreams, my heart, and my thoughts all come from God. I am God's child. I am part of God. All of my thoughts begin with God. Everything. Every single thing in the universe begins with God. Does it seem logical to you that if everything else in the world is created by God and is God, we are not? We are directly connected to and are part of the greatest power of all. And the power is love, compassion, intelligence, and good. We are part of this intelligence and love, and all we have to do is remember where we came from and treasure and honor it always. If you want proof, why do you think you come to church and find happiness here? It's because you come here and reconnect with God. You reconnect with that which you are part of. Think about it. If you aren't part of God, how could you possibly connect with God? No radio or TV works without a transmitter and a receiver. It takes two. And this is what makes you, all of us, happy. Don't take my word for it. Listen to what the Bible has to say. Man doesn't live by bread alone. Now, we all have heard this part, but what follows is the important part, I believe. But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Do you see and feel the power in this thought? What I've discovered in the deepest part of my heart is knowing that while bread is what I need in the material world to survive, what feeds me, my soul, the greater part of me, is the Word of God, the essence and substance of God's Spirit. And I am part of this essence. This is what fills my heart with joy, with happiness, because I am part of, you are part of, the greatest miracle that could possibly be. God isn't only up there. God is everywhere. And God is in me, and God is in you. You have to believe me. Why? Because you don't see my nose growing yet. If your heart is in a dream, no request is too extreme when you wish upon a star, as dreamers do. God is telling us, don't think small, think big. If you are part of God and created heaven and earth, the oceans, mountains, all the stars in the sky, the universe, love, and the 7 billion people on earth, and don't you think you can reach for the stars too and set your sights on anything that you can possibly imagine and that it can be yours? In other words, go for it. God wants you to. If you still have your doubts, I want you to imagine for a minute, to just consider the possibility that Jesus was a man like you are a man or a woman. I'm not asking you to believe it, just to consider it. So much has been written both ways. But for a minute, what if Jesus was a great, magnificent teacher whose human side was in such perfect alignment with his divine side, whose vibration and energy were so high that he lived in both the human and the divine? Why do I ask this? Because to me, it makes the story of Jesus and God and you and me even greater. It makes the miracle surrounding his life, the miracle of his life, more wonderful and beautiful. It helps us to clearly see who you and I are as children of God, are more spectacular, and can be more joyful and happier than we ever thought possible. It makes us more like Jesus. Remember what was said about Jesus in that popular song. He's just a man like any other man. While I'm not the greatest Bible reader, I would like to share this passage from John because it reinforces what I'm saying more eloquently. The words that I speak to you, I do not speak in my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. This is who you are. If Jesus is the Son of God, you are the sons and daughters of God. Greatness is all around you. Greatness is in you. Greatness is God. I recently read something that I find quite beautiful and profound. The greatest God in the universe and the God in you are the same. This is your destiny. Don't let anyone ever, especially you, tell you otherwise. The final phrase from Jiminy Cricket before the big close. Fate is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing. Boy, if that isn't the law of attraction in 1940, I don't know what is. Again, God is love. If you have love in your hearts, not negative thoughts, not evil, because we believe here that evil is the absence of God, the absence of love, you will get what you ask for. Why? Here's the magic. Here's the big close. Like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true. This, to me, is the real truth behind the secret. You are a child of God and are connected with God and have faith, strong, unwavering faith in God and the universe. I must say, I do believe this song is even more powerful if when you hear the word wish, you think of the word faith instead. I have come to believe that faith is more than just a word that is easy and popular to say in church. Faith is a strong belief, a commitment to yourself to never, ever doubt. True story, Winston Churchill, the Prime Minister of England during World War II, the greatest statesman and orator of the 20th century, was invited to speak to a commencement ceremony at an Ivy League college on the East Coast. When he was introduced, everyone learned about his many great accomplishments. He strode toward the dais as all the young graduates eagerly awaited his profound words. He walked up to the podium, stood there, gazed silently at the waiting crowd, and spoke to his audience. Never, never, never give up, he said. Then he sat down. This is a powerful example of believing in and having real faith in yourself and the future. Faith is strong, unwavering belief, despite all the odds. Let me share one more story from the Bible that I recently came across that has changed my mind about what faith really means. It's from the book of Luke. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him, Jesus, and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been healed. Then he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." Daughter, your faith has healed you. Jesus wanted the woman and the crowd to know that he and his garments had not caused her to be healed, but the strength of her faith. Over and over again, we learn that faith, strong and wavering belief, is the key, like with the woman who had been bleeding for 12 years. When Jesus healed two blind men, he said, "According to your faith will it be done to you." So again, if Jesus is a man, like you and me, the answers, the wonders, the love, the power are not all with him. He is our most beautiful example. It is the unswerving faith that we have as spiritual beings. It is our faith in God and ourselves, in ourselves because we are part of God, that will carry us to wherever we want to go. Still, don't believe me? Then just look what happens here in this church over and over again. People are healed. They are transformed. I have seen it. I have experienced it. What happened to me in this church changed my life. At the time it did, I had little faith, but everyone else in the room did. And my friend Spencer did. And I know whether or not he's here, he knows that I love him forever. Just ask Spencer sometime if he doesn't have faith. Ask Millie. Ask Lindy. Ask any of the ministers. Ask Barbara. Ask Jody. Ask them what they have been through and what has got them through it. Faith, an undeniable, powerful, all-consuming belief in God. Ask any of them if they believe for a second that there could be any message bearing, any healing, any transformation, if it wasn't for their complete and total 24/7 belief in God and the angels. When you know that you know that you know is a popular saying around here. It's also saying that I have faith without reservation, and nothing can ever change that. Again, what it also means is if we have faith in God and we are part of God, that we have faith, unyielding faith in ourselves. Again, if Jesus is a man like any other man, then what people believed about him is also true to them. We are always looking at Jesus as the light, as the power, as the Son of God. I think Jesus is looking at us. Now it is our turn. He who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do. When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. When you have faith, total complete belief, and gaze upon a star into the awesomeness of God, anything your heart desires, the love of God in you is yours. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do. If you are dreaming a dream of goodness, of greatness, of what God wants for you, then think big and go for it. Shoot for the moon. God did. So can you. And you, if you hear nothing else that I say tonight, are part of God, his greatness, his glory, his good. Fate is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing. Like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true. When your heart is filled with love, has eliminated all the negative thoughts, God is with you. You will have your heart's desire, because you will be manifesting and believing in your heart all that is good. And I promise you, for the first time in my life, this is why I am happy every single day. And if you can just believe that you are part of God, that there is nothing else but God, and have unwavering faith, then what you asked for will come true. And now you know this has to be true, because my nose is still the same, right? Thank you very much.